الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we're back with another beautiful, fascinating, interesting episode of World of Angels. And as usual, we bring fascinating aspects of Malaika before you. New information of Malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before our viewers of Madani channel. In our last episode, we talked about Kiraman Katibin, those angels who are appointed upon us, who record down all the deeds, whether righteous deeds or sinful deeds, down in our book of deeds. And we covered the topic in quite good detail. And today, once again, we will be talking about Kiraman Katibin. Some more new, fascinating aspects of Kiraman Katibin, their virtues and what their responsibilities are. So please stay tuned with us until the end of today's program. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, your knowledge will increase immensely. Before doing that, as usual, let's begin our program, our episode of today by listening to the virtue of reciting durood, sending peace and salutations upon our master, the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marratin lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. Meaning that the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his abode in the paradise. So dear viewers of Madani channel, what a beautiful glad tiding we've been given in this beautiful hadith. The person who recites durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 1,000 times a day will not die until he sees his abode in the paradise. So try to recite durood upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as much as you can. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, this will be a key for our success in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now today, as mentioned earlier, we will be talking about Kiraman Katibin once again, about those angels who have been appointed upon us, who record down our deeds, whether they are good deeds or they are bad deeds. So we will continue talking about Kiraman Katibin. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the angel that inscribes righteous deeds is at the right side of a person, and the angel that records sins is at his left hand side. When a person performs a righteous action, then his right hand side angel writes 10 good deeds for him. And when a person commits a sin, then the right side angel says to the left side angel that, give him some respite, give him some time that he performs tasbih, performs repentance due to which his sin gets erased. But when Thursday arrives, all his righteous and sinful actions are written down. All other actions except for righteous actions and sinful actions, all other actions, they are erased. Then the book of deeds is presented to Ummul Kitab. So whatever is recorded in the book of deeds is also already present in Ummul Kitab. And what is Ummul Kitab? Ummul Kitab refers to, it means Lohe Mahfuz, the sacred tablet. So anything that is recorded in our book of deeds is also recorded in Lohe Mahfuz, in the sacred, the preserved tablet. Hazrat Sayyiduna Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala states that whatever a person speaks is written down in the book of deeds. Even to the extent that when a person mourns during his illness, even that too gets recorded in the book of deeds. Moreover, it is narrated by Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that everything gets recorded, even the mourning and sighs of an ill person. Everything, whatever we do, whatever our actions are, or whatever our sentences are that we utter, everything gets recorded in the book of deeds. Now, how do Kiraman Katibin write? What is the manner of their writing things down? It is also very strange or astonishing, to say the least. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ahnaf bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the right-hand angel writes righteous deeds and is the chief of the angel that is at the left-hand side. If the person repents in the court of Allah Almighty, then the right-side angel stops the left-side angel from recording that sin in his book of deeds. Because the right-side angel is the chief, is the head over the left-side angel. So from this narration, we also come to know that after committing a sin, when a person repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his sin is not written in his book of deeds. However, if he remains firm upon the sin and does not repent, then the sin is written in his account. However, when someone repents, the compulsory elements of repentance must also be included within that repentance. The conditions of repentance must be met when repentance is made. So what are the conditions of repentance? First one is a person considers the sin to be a sin. Unfortunately, our state is such that we happily commit sins nowadays. We proudly commit sins nowadays. We've made sins into an integral part of our lives, and it feels as if we can't carry out our daily activities without committing sins, ma'adallah. So what eventually happens is that sin is not a sin anymore in our sight. This is the failure of acknowledging the first condition of repentance. So the first condition is to consider the sin to be a sin. The second condition is to be embarrassed over it, to be remorsed over the sin that we have committed. And the third condition is that one should have a firm intention, a solid intention, that he will not commit that sin again. When the repentance of a person is met by these three conditions, then this repentance would be known as Tawbatul Nusuh, as a sincere repentance. Only then this very action would be considered to be as repentance. So we come to know that once a person has committed a sin, then when he repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when we say repent, meaning when he repents with all these three conditions being met, then that sin will not be recorded in his book of deeds. Furthermore, we learn another way, another method, that after doing that very action, the sin will not be written in our book of deeds. What is that action? It is that perform any good deed straight after committing a sin. So once someone performs a righteous action after committing a sin, then that righteous action will make that very sin erased. So whenever a person commits a sin, one, he should repent. Two, he should perform any righteous action. So both these actions, repenting and performing a righteous action, are those actions that make a sin erased from the book of deeds of a person. Regarding this, the proof for this is also found in the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, undoubtedly, righteous actions erase sins. And at another place, it is stated that then Allah will change such people's transgressions with righteous actions. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we shall never delay repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or performing a righteous action once a sin has been committed from us. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the angel at the left hand side stops his pen from writing the sin down from the sinful person for 6 quarters, 6 periods of the day. If he becomes ashamed over his sin, meaning the person who committed the sin, if he becomes ashamed over his sin and repents to Allah Almighty, then the angel erases the sin. Otherwise, he writes only one sin. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know over here, we can see a glimpse of the never-ending and everlasting mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that once a person performs a righteous action, a righteous deed, then 10 such deeds are written for him in his book of deeds. And the angel amongst Kiraman Katibin, the one who's sitting at the right hand side, he doesn't need to consult the one at the left hand side because he is appointed over him. He is the head of the angel on the left hand side. So he writes 10 good deeds in exchange of someone performing one good deed. But when someone commits a sin, then only one sin is written down for him, and that too after waiting for a specific period of time, that in case this person repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the inscription of this sin, writing down of this sin, is delayed for a certain amount of time, certain period of time, hoping that this person will repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sin will not be written down. But once that time passes and the person does not repent, then the angel on the left hand side writes that sin in the book of deeds of the person, and that is only one sin that is written down, as compared to the virtuous deeds, which is 10 good deeds written down in exchange of one, and one sin written down in exchange of one sin. So how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that upon the pious deeds that we perform, Allah Almighty is rewarding us 10 times more, and upon the sins, it is only one sin written in exchange of one sin, and that too after waiting for a certain period of time. Now over here, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned an amazing fact. He says that whenever a person disobeys Allah Almighty, now this narration over here, dear viewers of Madani Channel, also reflects that how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, our Creator, our Lord Almighty, how much He loves us. Through this narration of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we will come to know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further. We will increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts further. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh mentions that whenever a person disobeys Allah Almighty, then the part of the land upon which he committed that sin, that part of the land seeks permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that person sink into it. So, those who commit sins, they should contemplate and ponder upon their state after they've committed the sin. So where the part of the land where they committed the sin, that very part of the land seeks permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them sink in it. So we need to contemplate this very element as well. Moreover, the part of sky above him also seeks permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah Almighty, allow me to drop that very part of mine upon him for him committing the sin. But may we be sacrificed upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reply to the part of the land and to the sky? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to both of them, stop, give him respite, give him some time. You have not created them. Listen to these sentences, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and rejoice upon your Creator. Rejoice upon the mercy of your Creator, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have not created him. If you had created him, then you would have definitely been merciful to him. The one who committed sin, about him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the part of the land and the part of the sky that had you created him, then you would have been merciful towards him. I forgive him due to his repentance, or due to my mercy, or due to any righteous deeds of his which he performed after committing the sin, or any action of his that he performed in any part of his life, and I liked it. If he performs any righteous actions, then I change his sins into righteous actions, into pious deeds. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a beautiful reply that our Lord Almighty gave to that part of the land and that part of the sky. So we come to know, as we are learning and gaining information regarding Kiram and Katibin, regarding angels, Malaika, at the same time we can see the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we be sacrificed upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the never ending mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. But in return, we should also try to refrain from sins. We should try to not trouble Kiram and Katibin to write sins in our book of deeds. And we shall feel ashamed of the fact that these sacred custodians, these sacred malaika, they are having to go through the trouble of recording down our sins. So we shall, in return of this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform righteous actions as much as we can and refrain from sins. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the angel that is appointed over the guard of a person is first to come to know about his death. So the angel that has been appointed over us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, to guard us, that very angel is the first one who comes to know about the death of the person upon whom he is appointed. So you see, dear viewers of Madani channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gave this knowledge to his angels, that they come to know when the time of death of a person has arrived, that a person will die on such and such day. There is Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, but these angels are in addition to him to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this knowledge. However, the knowledge of who will die, when and where, is specific with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Almighty grants this knowledge to whomsoever He wants to. Similarly, Allah Almighty grants the knowledge of unseen to His prophets, as well as awliya karam rahimahumullah, and also to malaika, to angels. But whoever has the knowledge of unseen is due to the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember, whatever knowledge of unseen whoever has it, whatever and as much as he has it, it is due to the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowing them with it, giving them the knowledge, they possess that much knowledge. No one, remember, this is very important to understand and believe, that no one can attain the knowledge of unseen or any kind of knowledge without the bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we come to know, dear viewers of Madani channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses His chosen individuals with the knowledge of unseen. And how much knowledge He Almighty blesses them with depends on what ranks they have and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bestow them with. So it all depends upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to. Everything is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, we heard in the previous narration that the angel who is appointed as a guard over the person, he is the first one to come to know when the time of death of that person comes. But how does that very angel comes to know about it? How does he get aware of this fact? So it is stated that because the same angel takes his book of deeds to the skies, it is the same angel who descends on the earth with his sustenance. And so the day he doesn't get any sustenance to bring down for him, that's when he realizes that death has befallen upon him. This is how that very angel becomes aware of the fact that this person's death has arrived. The day when he doesn't get any sustenance from the skies to bring down for that person. Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that when a person goes to sleep, then one angel amongst kiram and katibin says to shaitan that give me your book. So shaitan, he gives him his book. Then wherever that angel amongst kiram and katibin finds one good deed in the record he has, based on that he erases 10 sins in the book of shaitan. Remember that shaitan also holds record of sins that a person commits. Shaitan is very cunning, a very big enemy of a person. So he also keeps a record of the sins that we commit. And the angel, this very angel amongst kiram and katibin, he gets hold of that book from shaitan al-rajim, and he goes through his book as well that he has, and wherever he finds one good deed performed by that very individual, then in exchange of that one good deed, he erases 10 sins from the register of shaitan that he had kept for that person, where he records down all the sins that he has committed. So in exchange of every one pious deed, this very angel, this angel amongst kiram and katibin, he erases 10 sins from the register of shaitan. So the narration carries on to say that whoever amongst you intends to sleep, recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times before going to sleep. This will be 100 good deeds for you. Now, the total of this of the wazaif that we've just gone through comes to 99. And the mention of 100 good deeds in the narration is based on an approximate basis. However, we should add Allahu Akbar once more to make the total count to 100. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, there's another beautiful virtue and aspect of angels that we are about to bring before you. Now, kiram and katibin, they write all the good deeds that we perform, and they write equal to their ranks and equal to their count. But there is a certain action, a certain wazifa that even the kiram and katibin don't know the extent of it, as in how much should they write it equal to in terms of numbers in the book of deeds. Hazrat Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person said Alhamdulillahi kathiran. These are the words that a person said. Now kiram and katibin considered this to be beyond recording it down. Hence, they asked in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding it. They asked that he has said kathiran, i.e. in abundance. So, how much abundant shall be written down for? So this is what malaika, the angels, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to write it exactly as my bondsman has said, meaning kathiran, i.e. when he has praised me abundantly, then write its reward to be abundant as well, or write the exact words as proclaimed kathiran. I will grant him the reward over it according to my own majesty. So we come to know that these very words, Alhamdulillahi kathiran, are such words which even kiram al-katibin are beyond recording that, how much they should record it for. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to record it as it is. And Allah Almighty will reward over these sentences according to His majesty. Hazrat Sayyiduna Hajjaj bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates that I humbly requested to Abu Ma'shar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the dhikr of Allah Almighty that a person performs in his heart, how do angels write that down? Meaning that, how do angels come to know when a person does the dhikr in his heart? So he replied that they do so by feeling its fragrance. They come to know about it through the fragrance of it, that this person has done the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person has performed a righteous action in his heart. Hence, they write down a righteous deed, a pious, a good deed. So whenever a person does zikr in his heart, then a very pleasant smell spreads, through which malaika, they come to know that this person has done the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Hence, they write it down. So this is the state of a righteous action. But you know that when a person commits a sin, then the angel gets severe pain because of this. They get severely tortured because of a sin that a person commits. Therefore, when a person lies once, the angel moves 1 mile away due to the foul smell that emanates from the lie. So this is the state of malaika, how they react to the pious deeds and sins of people. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ata bin Yasar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that when a person is inflicted with an illness, then Allah Almighty orders kiraman katibin that keep writing the good deeds for my bondsman that he used to perform in the state of being healthy, to the extent that I bless him with either death or health. Look at this, my dear Sami brothers. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person is not physically performing those good deeds. He's fallen ill. He can't perform those good deeds that he used to perform when he was healthy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands kiraman katibin to keep writing those good deeds that he used to perform when he was healthy. And now he can't perform them because he has fallen ill. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that physically that person is not performing any good deeds, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands malaika to keep recording those actions in his book of deeds. Furthermore, it is narrated that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, when a person falls ill, then the left side angel, the one who writes sins, is commanded to lift his pen from him. Furthermore, the right side angel is commanded to write for him even better deeds than the ones that he used to perform in the state of being healthy. Because I know his future state. I am the one who inflicted this state upon him, due to which he has been compelled to be left out from worshipping me. So the sins that a person used to commit in the state of being healthy, now because he is ill, he cannot perform those sins, but the angel is stopped from noting those sins down. But if he was used to committing righteous actions and cannot commit them because of his illness, then it is ordered to kiraman katibin to keep writing the good deeds in his book of deeds. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers of Madani channel. That someone who is used to committing sins, but he needs to be physically healthy to be committing those sins. But when he falls ill and he cannot commit those sins, why? Because he's fallen ill now. He doesn't have the power of committing those sins. Then those sins are not written down for him in the state of his illness, when he's not committing those sins. But when a person performs pious deeds in the state of being healthy, but when he falls ill, he cannot perform those pious actions which he used to perform when he was healthy. But look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Almighty commands malaika, commands angels to keep writing those good deeds in his book of deeds that he used to perform when he was healthy. Now he's ill, he cannot perform them. So those sins are not being written down in his book of deeds, which he cannot perform because of falling ill. because he has fallen ill. But the good deeds that he used to perform, now he has fallen ill. He cannot physically act upon those good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands his angels that keep writing those good deeds that he used to perform when he was healthy. Now, because he's fallen ill, he is unable to perform them. So this is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we've covered further aspects of Kiram and Katibin. How do they write those actions in our Book of Deeds? And how much, to what extent the righteous actions, the pious deeds are increased to, and how many sins are recorded when a person commits one sin. And other elements of Kiram and Katibin also have been covered in today's episode. This is all from today's episode. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, more beautiful and faith-enlightening programs will keep on getting aired on Madani Channel even after this very program. So take very good care of yourself and stay tuned into Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They are obedient, never commit sins, fulfill every command of Allah.